This week we went to Yamid Beis, almost the whole Yamid Beis on Thursday. And at the end we had the probably the most famous of all the Abayas that we have in this on Daf Yud. That's the question of Kikar Bishmei Kaira Mahu. Question of Kikar Bishmei Kaira and Kikar Bibar. So there are two questions regarding Kikar Bishmei Kaira that are associated with questions that involve issues we've already discussed. The Gemara asks the question, Kikar Bishmei Kaira Mahu, what is the tzad that you can leave the Kikar there? Because even though loy nachis minavshe, loy osi lameichle. The Gemara said, we're not afraid you'll eat it. So on that phase of Medalas, we had a machlekes Rashi and Taisus, which we keep on going back to, why we do bedika. Taisus shita is that you do bedika because of Dilma Atila Meichle. The Rashi shita is that you do bedika because of Bayura Bayimata. So Taisus asked from Kika Bishmei Kaira. We see an argumara to the Zera that you might come to eat it. So we answered that Rashi is Maida. That if you see the kikar, that will guide the Dilma Asla Meichlech. That's what we discussed on that day. But the kasha is still a good kasha. Why does the, according to Rashi, why does the Gemara say that you should have to get it down because the Bayura Bayimate? Why does the Gemara say you have a kikar Bishmei Kaira, a kikar Babar, you have to get rid of it? Taka, there's no problem with Dilma Asla Meichlech. But there's a problem, you're being over about your Rabbi Yamata. What's the answer to that? So the answer is that you're Mabatulit. For 1 minute. We had two Pshatim in Rashi, that you're Mabatulit. We had the Taisus Yantas Pshat and the Rans Pshat. Right? So what was the, let's see how the Pshatim fit into this Gemara. Take one first. Take the Taisus Yantas first, because that's the one that fits. Everyone is with me on the problem? The problem is, why didn't the Gemara say Kika Bishmei Kaira is a problem by you or by you must say? Let's see. The Taisus Yantif said that why by Rashi are we chayshish that the bittul is no good? Because maybe he'll find it, he'll like it, he'll have charat. So that, I could understand. If the Kika is Bishmei Kaira, the Kika is Babar, so we're not afraid you'll bump into it, you'll pick it up. So you won't have charat. So the Gemara is good. According to Taisus Yantas Pshat is very good. But according to the Rans Pshat, what was the Rans Pshat? Why is Bittul not enough? Shema, Ayivakla Yasser. That you might not be Mavakla B'Leif Shalem. So if you might not be Mavakla B'Leif Shalem, so why is that not a problem when the Kikar is B'Shmei Kaira? If we're afraid that when a person is doing Bittul, the bittul is not done with the Leif Shalem, why isn't that a problem with the Kikas Bishmei Kaira? Say the same thing. You have to get it down. Because B'chayshish, maybe you're not doing bittul the Leif Shalem. Let's say in your house, you have a box of Cheerios. They fell behind your refrigerator. So we're going to say, Kika B'bar, you don't have to do anything. What are you relying on? Bittul. Is that bittul the Leif Shalem?
No.
No, why?
It's throwing the garbage. It's throwing the garbage.
Well, I can't get it. I'm going to pull out my refrigerator.
Why is it
Bittul B'Leif Shalem?
Why is it not?
Why should we be afraid it's not? Because in the back of your mind, maybe someday you'll pull out the box of Cheerios and use it. Right. The reason you'll do it is because you're a firm person. You really don't want to own Cheerios on paper. But the chash, Shemoy Betlena Yafich, is still applying. Maybe a month from now you'll have to pull away a refrigerator for some other reason and you'll use the Cheerios. Maybe it's a new. Maybe not the Cheerios, honeycomb maybe. But, maybe you'll use it. So the chash, Shemoy Betlena Yafich, should Lechaira apply to a bar and a Shmekaira as well? That's one problem. We'd like to take this chance if it's good, like the Ran, it seems to be a problem.
Is the box of Yafa is forever or is it forever? for Pesach itself. Let's say I just want to bring a bottle for Pesach. Is there a good one?
If for Pesach you want to be mevatelit forever, and then after Pesach you decide to take it, that's fine. But I'm not sure. If I want to be mevatelit, Kozman Pesach goes on, I don't care about it. And I know if it'll last till after Pesach, then I'll care about it. Maybe. But Lamaisa the Ram was Chayshish. You're right. If you ask me to be Chayshish, I'm saying the Ram was Chayshish Shemalei Vetlena Yachim. However you interpret that, why shouldn't that apply here? However you're going to interpret Shemalei Vetlena Yachim.
Let's say
you're
referring to a case where you find it on Yom Kippur, or whatever.
Right.
So in such a case, when you provide something,
it's
not going to have such a
bit of food. What does that have to do with finding it according to the Ram?
It's not going to be provided with something. A guy when he's being rebuttal, he's thinking that, you know, if I find something on Yom Kippur, I'm going to go meet it. I'm not going to have a bit of story.
You're also, if I'll pump it to the cereal on Yom Kippur.
He's not going to be married.
Why? If I will, then I'll eat it. If I don't, I won't. Isn't that what's happening with every bit?
No. Difference by this bit, at least he had a good bit on the maybe from a greater bit, but in other cases, when he knows the time is there, when he's in the bottle, he's thinking enough. It's there, he's seeing it, is there enough? I'm not really willing to give it up. But he doesn't know about it, he can say, I'm really willing to give it up. When he sees it, he might.
What you're saying might be the pshat that I'm going to head to in different words, but I think it comes to the same thing. Hold on. This is the first problem with Kikah B'Shmei Kaira. First problem is that according to the Ram's pshat and Rashi, it's still a issue of lot of Bayabayimah. There's a second issue, and this is what I mentioned to you once before, and so we'll get back to in Daf Yud. Even according to Tyson, in the Hechetimtza, where you have chavetz, which is in a matziv, where you won't come to eat it, does that pati you totally from bedikah? We said last time that when yaitze b'shiara, when a person goes out in the shiara, 30 days before, within 30 days of Pesach. He also knows he's not going to end up eating the chametz, and still he has to do the bedikah. So we see that even if you have a chetimtza where you won't come to eat it, you still have to do a bedikah. The bedikah is shemayach lanum, and they look at all the guys in bedikah. And even if you are tiny, you're not going to come to eat it, lamaisi, you still have to do a bedikah. Why not the same thing by kikur b'shmei kairos? If you have a hechetimsa where you're not gonna come to Shami Yechlan, you said it's still takana, you still have to do bedika. Also takana the rabbana. Well, I read from you then from the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber had a case where a person cleaned his house perfectly on Yud Gimel, and he had a mind he's cleaning for Pesach, and he brought no luchamitz into his house. Still, Leil Yadalit, he's got to do a bedika again, and the Mosheh Avraham said because it's a takana. It's a kana bedika. So that means there's no chash shemi yechlanu, and you still have to do a bedika, even though there's no chash shemi yechlanu. So then, by shmei kaira and kika b'bar, you should also have to do another bedika, even if you have a chetimta where you're not going to come to shemi yechlanu. But the kana bedika was made, you might need it, and it would seem from these two places, from the case of Shulchan Aruch and the case of Shiara, that even if you have a chetimta where it won't come to Shemei Yechlema, that doesn't matter. In Cain, it should be the same thing by Agin Barak, Kikim Shemei Kaira. So the answer to both these questions, the question on Rashi, you should say Ba'yuah Ba'yumase, the question on even on Taisis, that who cares, Shemei Yechlema is the Takana, lies in the words of the Paiskim, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah. They touch up Kika B'Shmei Kaira, Kika B'Bar, that the tzad that it's mutter is that it's avod, that it's like pirurim, it's like crumbs that are avod min ha'ayim. Totally, it's not just the Gemara says you won't come to eat it, but the point is that it's in a place where people don't go to eat. It doesn't come li de'achila. So it's like It's destroyed. It's like if somebody takes chametz, it says in the Peskim that you can throw your chametz into a bathroom. Alright, today we have plumbing. They're talking, excuse me, before plumbing. They had holes in the ground. It says you can throw your chametz down there. Either chametz is still there. But that's avud. When you throw it into such a hole, that is avud. Morgan Abram says that the pshat in kika v'bar is that a kika that's in a place where people don't go, that's avud, that's lost, that's like destroyed. It's true, it's physically possible to rescue it, but being that it's in a place where people don't go, the pshat in the p'tur of kika v'bar and kika v'shmekara according to that side of Ibaya is that that's called avud, it's called lost. If your child or your brother takes a roll and he throws it up onto the roof of your house, and you never go onto your roof, it's not a place you ever go. He throws a roll onto the roof. So you don't have to climb up to the roof to get rid of it. Why? Because there's achshash, it can't fall down. So it's still there. So the answer is, it's not because you won't come to eat it. It's the pshat is that bread on your roof is avud, it's lost. Gone, it's lost. It's not what? So it's lavdak is not. I mean, it's similar to pirurim in the house. Just like pirurim in the house, we said according to most places, pirurim are b'teili memeila, then nothing memeila. The same thing, if you have a piece of bread that's in a bar, you have a piece of bread or even a box of cereal that's behind your stove, it's not a place that you pull things out of. That's called avud, that's called lost. And so now Mamela is good. You're not going to be able to buy Rabbi Yamase. Why? It's like people, it's like crumbs. It's like it's burnt already. It's like when you burn bread and you're left with whatever's left. Once it's destroyed, it's more. There's no way to buy Rabbi Yamase. The same thing, the bread or the cereal that's behind the stove or behind the refrigerator, it's avud. It's lost. You're not able to buy Rabbi Yamase. That's something that's avud. If you're going to pull it out at that time, it's going to be devalued. It's going to start having a hashiva, so you have to get rid of it. But stama, something that's in a bar, kick up a bar, is considered to be done. No, the Gemara said that he could go down to the bar. That's not in the bar. Someday he'll go down, like we'll have to fix his refrigerator, he'll pull it out, and he might come to eat it. That's one side of Ibaya. The Wipesh is Ibaya. That Kika Bibar is like the first side. And it's awful. Even though a person can conceivably go there, but have a need, but even though a person can see the legal, they call the man that it's not his derech to go there. So that's okay. Anyway, this is the way the Magen Avraham learns up Shat in the Gemara, and it certainly makes things easier. It's a chiddush. But it certainly makes things easier as far as Pshat. Before we start the Mishnah, there's one other Nakuda, the last line of the Gemara before the Mishnah. Gemara the Shaila, you have to spend money to get the chametz out of the pea nachash, or you have to spend money on a mitzvah. Now we really had a sugi on the Abdallah on the base, which said that Nichalei Linish will have the mitzvah of Mamayne. The person wants to spend money on a mitzvah. And that one on the days we said, Nichalait leven mitzvah b'mamayne. So Taisus b'mamayne is bothered by this kasha. Taisus answers that, let's see, Taisus b'mamayne ha-chuchu rabbanim pirish, ha-cha da-afka, d'shemi yaitziyenu ha-yechlenu, aval hecha di-ika chametz, aval leo d'nichalait leven mitzvah b'mamayne. What's Taisus teretz?
It's something about
that. Now what? For a suffix. So you don't want to spend money. People are not happy to spend money for a maybe mitzvah, for a sure mitzvah. People know they must spend money on bedikas chametz, so then a person is willing to spend money. Safik mitzvah, that's what Taisa says. People for sake is. What?
That is the mix of their abundance.
It's sort of a question that's impossible to answer, because the question is, why the Rabbanim are triachim to spend money? So that means Rabbanim said, Rabbanim had a cheshbon, I don't want to force them to spend money. In fact, I says he's happy to do it. Because he's sort of independently happy. It's true, you're right. If the Rabbanim say you have to do it, once the Rabbanim say you have to do it, then he'll be happy. That wasn't Pesach Kash. Pesach Kash is, there's a tzad that the Rabbanim didn't force him to spend money on getting the kikar. So why didn't they force him to spend money getting the kikar? He's happy to do it. And it says, no, if the Rabbanim won't force me, I'm not happy. Because it's a suffix. Shami Yetziyana Yechwana, maybe the Nachshu will get rid of it anyway. So for that, I don't want to spend money. But for a Vaday Mitzvah, for a suffix Mitzvah, I don't want to spend money. Unless I have to. The Rabbanim say I have to. And for a Vaday Mitzvah, that I would spend money. I don't recall from the Avdalah and Beis how much we went into this. I don't think, maybe we did, maybe we didn't. I don't think we went into this. But these sugyas are a stira to Bav Metzia Dachotes. Did I mention it? The Gemara Bav Metzia says that talks about that if I borrowed a sefer from one person, I'm not allowed to lend it to someone else because he might damage it. He might damage it. In fact, the Gemara Peshitta, of course, I can't lend it to anyone else. If I borrow a car from you, I can't lend it to someone else. Of course. I would have thought that you lend me a sefer, you're happy I should lend it to someone else. That we don't say that. There it's a vaday mitzvah and a suffik hezek. Right? It's a vaday mitzvah and it's a suffik if it'll get damaged. Because I lend a sefer to someone, it might not get damaged. So why is that often? Yeah, what's the difference? What?
You're creating damage.
And spending money on Bidika. What's spending money? But why isn't the owner of the site for a mitzvah to have his thing damaged? Isn't he happy that his thing should get damaged for a mitzvah?
No, it's probably just how you want to damage.
It's about a mitzvah, the person's going to learn from it.
Make it
it's suffic damage. So madach a vaday mitzvah and vaday spending money is mutter. So a vaday mitzvah is suffic, it will cost me money.
It's not costing money, it's
costing
the
other person money. Okay. What? It's costing me. I lent someone a cipher and now he's lent to someone else. The question is, am I nicha? You should lend it to someone else. It's costing me money. If he rips it, I'm gonna lose money. Kamash Malan, that we don't say a person's nicha to lose money to do this. That's the Kamash Malan above Metziah. Kamash Malan, you don't lend it because we're not nicha. What?
Therefore,
and the money I spend on Bedika, I can't spend that money on other mitzvahs now.
But money is money. I'm safe from an empty one time.
One of the friendly answers, I forget who, that's a psychological thing, like you say, that a person doesn't mind spending money on things, but then if things should get damaged, then he's not happy. People are that way. You know what? Well, all damage is money. You know, if you spend enough money, you can repair the damage. I saw one of the Achrayim who answers that. But I wanted to speak out of the Magen Avraham's parrots. Magen Avraham says that a large amount of money a person's not willing to lose. A fair amount of money is willing to lose. I think that means is for a bedika, there's a certain fair amount that bedika costs. To hire someone to clean, you know, a cleaning lady costs a certain amount of money. It's sort of what I would call a fair amount. I wouldn't say a small amount, because it could be a lot. But it's fair. To do a bedika, that's what it costs. But for the mitzvah of learning once, to lose, or even take a chance on losing, on a sefer being damaged, that's a large loss for that mitzvah. person learning from it one day to take a chance on the safe of being damaged, that's a large loss for a for this mitzvah. But that a person is not willing to take. Well, but again, it's sort of an unfair amount. Normally, for learning, you don't have to spend that amount. Learning, you learn. You don't usually spend you don't spend the cost of a cipher. So melee, when it's a fair amount, we say nichalei levin mitzvah lemaina. Fair amount of loss of money, the person is willing. The Gemara about the Metziah says a person is not willing because he considers that a large loss compared to the mitzvah of the person learning. To lose the safe, even shmait get damaged. It's not a person's not willing to do that.
Because the person who owns it will end up losing
it. I'm talking about the person who owns it is not willing to lose his safe for that person learning for a day. That's a separate issue. Does he have to pay for it? So someone learns from my sefer, I'll say I don't know. No, one child is going to lend it to another child. That's the case. He says, I would think Nichalei of Israel, my name is allowed to, Kamash Malan. You're asking the child's going to have to pay. It's interesting, there are a number of tshuvas. When you learn from a sefer, if it rips, is that called Mesa Machas Malacha? A number of many Paiskim hold, probably right Paiskim, that that's called Mesa Machas Malacha. It's a very, very interesting tshuva in one of the earlier Achrayim. Says a certain, I think it says his name, or Rav Zanvil his name was, who wanted to borrow a certain sefer that was out of print, and one person had it. The person said, I don't want to lend it, I'm afraid it'll get damaged. And this Rav Zanvil was known as a big masmid, and he bothered the person until he gave it to him. When he gave it back, it was all. You ever had an old safe and you turn the page, you know? So the tshuva safe says it was totally messed up. And he tied it, but it's Mesa Machas Malacha. You know, if you lend me a safer, that's how I learned. And it was upheld. The tied of Mesa Machas Malacha was upheld. At any rate, I wanted to do is just the aside, to share the aside with you, that a big hefset a person is not willing to lose, and a small hefset a person is willing to lose. Now, the question is, what about a talus? I mentioned to you last time, certainly this man has people are perfectly happy. You could assume someone lets you take their talus. Right? It's not a big hefset. What could happen with a talus already? You don't rip a talus when you use it. So a talus, this man has you're allowed to take, even when somebody doesn't know. It's not a big hefset. As far as our sugi is concerned, I told you everything I have to tell you. We can go by then. If there's a Mishnah Brura that I had a kash on, I didn't understand. If there's a halacha, a talus has to be yours to make a bracha. It has to be, just like a lulav has to be lachem, so tzitzis is also gedilim tasa lacha, it's got to be yours. Somebody else's, you're not shaytua. There's a shayla. If I go into shul, I don't have a talus. So I go over to the talus bag of someone else in shul. I take a talus. Why? Nichalei the levin mitzvah b'mayne. How does that become mine if he doesn't know about it?
He makes his defiance.
But I didn't tell him.
What if that is not one of the
How could he be matzah to me without that? What? So there are two mahalachim. Some achrayim say that's like built in. It's an umdin. How umdin makes a king is not clear. But somehow that every person is always willing to be Machnir Talis. That's one mahala. There are those who say, no, you're right, you're going to take someone else's talis. They argue, no, if he doesn't know about it, you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah. What? Certainly.
Not going to be the Kamek HaBracha.
So the Mishnah Berura says, since it's a machlaikis, I'll tell you what you should do. This is what Mishnah Berura says. Mishnah Berura says, since it's a machlaikis, and you don't know, could you make a bracha on this talus or not, it's someone else's, does it become yours or not? So therefore, when you take it, you should have a mind beferish that you don't want to be kainit, And if you have a mind of feirish, you don't want to be kindness, so then you don't make a bracha, you have no shayla, you don't make a bracha, and you can wear your talis about it. That's the psak of the Mishnah. What's the problem with that psak? What's the point? Maybe you're ashamed to sit shul without a talis. People start getting shidduchim to you and you're married already. That's why I don't understand about the Mishnah Berurah. I don't understand the Mishnah Berurah. I'm taking the talis because nichalei the lev mitzvah of the mind. Because a mitzvah is happening with the other person's mind. Like, I can't go and take his coat. I can only take his talis because it's a mitzvah. So what kind of etzah is the Mishnah Berurah giving me? Mishnah Berurah tells me, you know what, there's a big machlokes about this. When you take it, have a mind not to be kinder. What's the mitzvah to wear a talis if you're not kinder? What's the mitzvah to wear? There's no mitzvah wearing it.
But that's
not a mitzvah. It's any time. If I walk into your house and I'm hungry, I'm going to take your food because nichalei lev mitzvah b'mayne. I'm hungry. You're doing a chesed. We don't say that about a ben ol chaveridik mitzvah. We say nichalei lev mitzvah b'mayne in a mitzvah that every year has to be mekayim. But not, you can't walk in someone's house and take his coat because nichalei lev mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to give me a coat. Yeah. So the talis, if I have a mind to be kind of the talis, I understand. I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm wearing a talis. But if I don't have a mind to wear the talis, so I don't understand what Eitzah the Mishnah Berurah is giving. What's this Eitzah?
You can't get this to make a bracha?
Only to kindness, even if you don't make a bracha. But if you have to be kindness, if it's not yours, there's no mitzvah. Okay, al kapanim, that's a ha'ara. What? But how can I take his talis gala? I'm Sadech on Talis Cotton. But what right do I have to take the other person's talis? He's only Nicha to give it to me if I'll do a mitzvah with it. If I don't do a mitzvah with it, he's not willing to give it to me.
If
it's yours, because you don't have Lachon. Tutzadim are stoma. If I take someone's talis, is it possible to be kind with this umdana? That every yid knows that if someone needs my talis, he's going to be kind. See, nowadays there's so many talaisim that we don't think of it that way. But let's say a lulav, everyone knows if you take someone else's lulav, you have to be kind. So a talis, I guess, when there weren't as many talaisim lying around shul, it was the same thing. Everyone knew. Nowadays, probably most people don't even know a talis has to be yours. But people knew that if you give someone a talis, you have to be maknid. So one side is that since everyone knows, so it's like an umdana that's a standing umdana. The other side is that lamaisa kinyan doesn't work with umdana. Can you meet that?
Yeah.
What? So according to those, that's my kasha. According to those achrayim, how could you take it? What mitzvah you being mekayim? This is assuming you're dalit in Mishnah Berurah. If I don't remember, the Mishnah Berurah is the cotton.
You said a person wouldn't mind using it for a mitzvah.
Someone else uses
it
for
a mitzvah.
Right. So the tzad keneged is that a kinyan needs specific das. It's taka true if I would ask you, you'd give it to me. But until I ask you, it's not, you didn't give it to me.
But a person knows that there's a lot
that
you can use someone else's
talent. These are tzadim. My problem isn't with these tzadim. My problem is that the Mishnah Berurah is eitzah. Kind of eitzah is it? You may make it tonight. Shabur says have mind not to be kind, don't make a bracha. No, the Mishnah Berurah shita is that it's better not to wear a talis than to wear it without a bracha. Mishnah Berurah shita is that if you have a chetim, so we can't make a bracha, it's better not to put on the talis. The Mechudish is a thing, but that's what Mishnah Berurah says. The talis in the shul belongs to shutvis to all the members of the shul. And anybody who's a member of the shul could make a bracha on it. He's shutet in the talis. The stranger who comes in from the street, I'm not sure why the assumption is that he could also do it. Certainly if the gabe gives it to him, the shamas, whoever's in charge, gives it to him, it's fine. But the belt assumes that anybody could do it. What?
On Shabbos,
people come into shul. What? There's no problem. You're allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos for Tzarchei Shabbos. You're only allowed to make a kinyan for non-Tzarchei Shabbos. A kinyan for a mitzvah. You could also do any Tzarchei Shabbos.
I do it in Shiva.
It belongs to, it's a shutfis of everybody. Whoever's a member of the yeshiva has a shutfis in Talayt. A person can make a bracha on it. That's the question. If a public shul, every shul is public to the extent that they let anybody in, is there really ownership of everybody else? What? It's a public service, but you have to have a mind to be kind of it. I mean, so it's the same question then. Do you need someone to be machnit specifically? Or is it automatic? Members only. Non-members. The same thing as taking my talis, taking the shul's talis. I'm asking you to take my talis, I'm asking you to take the shul's talis. But you can give a donation, but if you come to my house, and you're hungry, you can't give a donation to take. But there has to be a machna. Somebody has to be machna. The whole Mishnah's problem with taking my talis is there's no machna. So shul, you also need a machna. So you're a member, you're a shut if I understand. You don't have any shaykh to the shul. I mean, the minute is people take talis and make brachas. Taking is not a problem in a shul. It's there for people to take. Making brachas, you really need someone should be machna.
I asked what the doctor is happening on the brachas.
If you have a mind not to be kind of, yeah, that's true. It's a mystery why Bachar who take a shul talis don't make a bracha. I think it just became that way, and that's why a technical Mishnah Berurah says if you get an aliyah don't make a bracha, it's different than tibur. Let's say someone goes over to the Yamid, he takes a yeshiva talis, technically you should make a bracha. No, I don't know. I know that in when I was a bacher, I asked Reb Reuven Feinstein once. He told me that in Staten Island, the minute was always that you make a bracha. Whoever goes up to the Yomid, the Tzadikas made a bracha. But they got a lot of flack. The bacher went home, made brachas, if you're called, it was, you know, it became already a holy war, that everyone should make brachas. So he told me that better than making fights, just have a mind not. I think he said, Shem Ramesha, Ramesha said, stop it already, let's have a mind not to be kindness, and don't make a bracha. But technically, could make a bracha. So it could. Any time a person takes a talis to which he has a shaitis to. Yeah. It's either have a mind not to be kind, you know, or it's really automatic. If every time you go over to the Yamid, you make a bracha, it's pretty much assumed that you're talis. You know, you can't own something against your will. So. What? Yeah, people do that. They don't want to have a shy level of brachas. True. On what? You're not going to make a. You're not going to make a mafia.
No, if someone says, "Let someone take his own talis and make a brachas."
It's not that. The mila using our talis, he must use. True. As once by a bris, as once by a bris, the fellow standing next to me, they gave him a kibbutz. He said, could I have your talis? If I take my talis, I have to make a bracha. He said, don't take your talis and make a bracha and have a mitzvah.
You should take my talis. Someone
should
take his own
talis. Yeah, unless it's a tzichet
tzibur. The soul bar is better
than if you have someone else's abba kampas, you don't have to... matter of fact, as an asa, if you're walking in the street and you put this rebuff, so we said that you have to take off your baguette even in the street. If you have three people there, you could be mafka in front of three, and then not yours anymore.
And you're longer.
And then you can wear it. That's not a sign. You should probably take it off since you get in, but you could. All right, let's get to the Mishnah. By the way, I'd like everyone, not now, but later, to take a look at the Ran and the Rift and the Rush from the rest of this parak. What you'll see is that there is no Ran, Rif, and Rush. or a few lines of the rest of the parak. I would like, we should learn the sugyas till after your dawg, we'll learn it rather quickly, pretty much the way we learned last year after Pesach when we learned the first parak of Bava Basra. So I'd like you to keep ahead of me. It's nice geshmaka sugyas, but they're not psachim, and they're, we'll try to get there, and then so we can get to the next parak. Zak the Mishnah. Reb Yehuda in the Baikin, or Yadalad Shachris, U Bishas Habiyon. The Havamina is that Reb Yehuda holds you got to do three. You have to do three bedikas every year. The maskana of the Gemara is not going to be that way. We'll see it in a minute. But the Havamina is you have to do three bedikas. One on the night of Bedika, one the next morning, and one B'shachar. Chachamim Ayim, we have light bar that call Yadalit, Yiddur for Yadalit, a brother for Yadal, Yiddur for Seichamayid. What does it mean, B'Seichamayid? Like Rashi and Taisis. Rashi said 6 hours, B'Shar Shishis. Is that the way you would normally touch Seichamayid? Interesting. Rashi says B'Shar Shishis. Taisis says, the bottom Taisis, Pirish goes to B'Shar Shishis, Kashim. Rabbi Yehuda called by Shasabir. Rabbi Yehuda for the 6th hour used the expression Shasabir. Lama Shina L'Shainai. And now, a line later, 6 hours, quoted Seichamayid. No, Ella, Seichamayid, Haina B'Tchila Sheva, Ad Seifa Pesach. Ulachar Mayid, Yivdek Adai Shalasar, Lechamit Shalissa B'Shohet.
The answer is that
they did.
This is like the answer of
Nei Shalasar. Yeah, Mayad is fine. But it's funny, in the same Mishnah, to use expression Bior and Mayad, one after the other, for the same thing. If they both use Mayad, I tell you what that is. So it's at the end, Rashi, Lefarish came, Mishnah, Pish, Mishnah, Baitin, Shalayava, Bayerah. Rashi was shitas. He said it's al fayir ras. You do it ahead of time. He says shomiyach. Why don't you do it during? What? So according to Tosfos, that's the point. According to Tosfos, achar amayit means after Pesach ends. After Pesach, you still have to do bedika. If you didn't do bedika before, you have to do bedika afterwards to make sure you don't own any chametz shavah lava Pesach. That's what achar amayit means. After Pesach, you have to do bedika that you don't have any chametz shavah lava Pesach. According to Rashi, it makes no sense to do B'dika Achar Amayim. That's not going to help for Bayir HaVayimata. So he's forced to say that the Mayid we're talking about here is still Erev Yom. What? According to Rashi, there's no Bayir HaVayimata. Just the Drabbanan. They counsel you for that. You don't have to do B'dika. Rashi holds the only Takana B'dika was for, and you did Bipul also. Rashi holds the only Takana B'dika was for Bayir HaVayimata. Back to the Mishnah. My brother, according, we passed him. If you have a house where nobody did Vedika, someone's in the hospital, and there's nobody in the house, the house is locked for Pesach, we sell it to a guy, so we don't have a problem. But if they didn't sell it to a guy, then you have to pay, you have to do Vedika, you have to make sure there's no Chamash Olam of Pesach. Umasha Mishayi, Yanichenu B'tzino, Kadei Shoei Tzach Vedika Achra. Is this a halacha or a Neitzah Taiva? What's left over, you have to bedika for breakfast the next day, in a chinah b'tzina. Sounds like halacha. It's more than answer type. Chazal said, so that's what you got to do. If you're leaving over, so how b'tzina do you put it? You're leaving over some donuts for the next day. So where do you put it?
Enough to not do bedika. Sometimes you put it by the door and end up having to do bedika.
Enough that. I think the Ran says that an achbar can't get to it. That an achbar can't get it. A mouse can. So by us, you don't have mice. But if you have little brothers, it's not the same thing. You have to put it in a place. So you have to put it in a place, you have to put it in a place where it's not likely it'll be disturbed. So the Havavina is the Rabbi Yehuda requires three bedikas. My Talmud Rabbi Yehuda. Why should you need three bedikas? Rab Chista, Rabbi Rafun Adami Tarvayu, Keneged Shlosh Hashbasa Shabbatayra. Keneged the three languages of Hashbasa in the Torah, Mayura, Lachachame, Lachasar, one is Lashon Yiria, Shavasyam Sarva Yimatzei, Bibatechem, Lashon Metzia, Afiyam Shetashbisu Sarva Yimatechem, Lashon Tashbisu, Three the Shinets, the Rabbana Keneged, and one second three bedikas. That's the habit. You must do three bedikas. Like the Gemara, Masav Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a kashloi badak shloisha perakim halalu shavein abaydik. Alma v'mekam ve'elachu depligi. Smasher, they argue if you do a bedika after those three. But during those three, you don't need all three. Or mazutra masnihachi. Rabbi Zutra had the kasha this way. Masav Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a kashloi badak be'echad mishloisha perakim halalu shavein abaydik. So it's not true that they argue how many bedikas you do lechat chila. Everyone holds that you only do one bedika. So what's the machlokes you do lechachadim? Everyone agrees. The night of bedika you do bedika. You didn't do it. Do it the next day. You didn't do it the next day. Do it b'shas abir. You didn't do it b'shas abir. Chachamim say you didn't do it b'shas abir. Do it on Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't. What?
Why is Moshe Goshen?
The two brises here, the two masses?
Yeah.
It's only two lishanis in a brisa. One is the echad mishloisha prakim, and the other one is bishloisha prakim. That's the only significant difference between the two masses. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says this is pshat. Ela Rabbi Yehuda nami im laibada ka'amai, v'hacha v'hakim im lagim. Now listen to this machlech. Ma'asava mekarmi yisuri in basari yisuri lai. Who are we going on there? Ma'asava Rabbi Yehuda. Before this man is here, do bedika. Basari yisuri lai. We don't want you to do bedika on Pesach. Gezeira gilma asi l'mecho minei. Because if you're going to do bedika, you're going to come to the chametz, you might put in your mouth by mistake. So we don't want you handling chametz. You have the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. Presumably, what Rabbi Yehuda hold about nevela? Probably the same thing. Well, we'll see in the next Gemara. What do you mean? What? If you find, no, if you find it, you have no choice. You have to destroy it. So why look for it? Rabbanan savri loygashmina. So Rabbi Yehuda is guys a new thing. Don't touch Yisurim. We don't want you handling any Yisurim. In fact, the Gemara, because Rabbi Yehuda is a Masa Lamecha Minei. He holds you, what? We don't want you handling Yisurim?
He might come to you later on, even if he doesn't check.
Well, if you never find it, he's not going to
come to you. So you might not look for it if you'll find it.
All right, so that's a different Gezerah. But to tell people, go, take it in your hand, that we don't want.
Why is the moment here? Why not just come?
Well, that's the Gemara's Kasha. See the Gemara's Kasha? Gemara's results. The Gemara says, "Umigaz Rabbi Yehuda Masi Lamecha Minei." Ivatana, Mishakarach HaOimer. Right, the Oimer we bring on the second night of Pesach, and once they bring the Oimer, you're allowed to eat Chadash. You're allowed to eat. We're talking now in Eretz Yisrael, where everybody keeps Chadash, where Jewish farmers, where everyone is Zahir and Chadash. So after the 16th, you're allowed to go. So it says, as soon as they brought the Yaitzin Umaitzin Shukri Yerushalayim Shem Aleim Kemach Lekali. The streets, the market of Yerushalayim was already full of Chadash wheat, flour, and Kali are roasted kernels of wheat. Shalai Baratzen Chachamim, Divra Meir. Why is it Shalai Baratzen Chachamim? Because how did they get the roasted wheat? They had to prepare it. Bizman Isser. Remeir says, I don't want that. I don't want them to handle it when it's Asr. They might come to eat it. What's the problem? Let them prepare it. For like a gazer, Rabbi Yehuda, there is no gazerah that we don't want you to handle it because you might come to eat. So see, there's no gazerah. So tshver, stira, Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rava, Rava, shani chadash, mitesh lehi tato lehi eleya dekitof uzachah. Chadash is different. There's a reminder. You're not allowed to cut Chadash in the normal manner. You have to rip the kernels with your hands out of the ground with a shinoi. If you're doing it with a shinoi, you're going to remember you won't come to eat it. I'm going to buy it. That's good when you cut it. So you're doing it with a shinoi. Tchina, when you grind it into flour. Taharkada, when you sift it. Ma'ikala meima. Havakash, you do that with a shinoi too. Tchina berechaya diyad. You grind it with a hand mill instead of a whatever normal mill they use. Hakada al yedei nafa, and hakada you do with also with a shina. So what the Gemara holds at this point that we Rabbi Yehuda's guys on all food that you're not supposed to handle it because of this gezeira. Elo hadit nani kaitzrim beit hashachim v'shavah makim abaloi gaitchim v'kminik Rabbi Yehuda ma'i ikal ameimer. We learned in a all right. This is going as a Mishnah. That you're allowed to cut, and this is also talking before the Yomer, the wheat that's in a Beis HaShalchin or the Amakim, that are in places where a person doesn't bring the Yomer from, that there you're allowed to, in places where we don't go to get the wheat for the Yomer, you're allowed to cut other things. As long as you don't make a Gadish, you don't make a Silo. So the Gemara's Maskana is, El Amar Abaya. Rabbi Yehuda, Chadash, Bagel Minei, Chadash, people are Bagel from, because they weren't allowed to eat it yet, Chametz Le Bagel Minei. So what comes out? Rabbi Yehuda holds, when are we guys that we don't want you to handle these surim? Only Chametz. Anything which a person is Bagel Minei, Chazer, you're allowed to handle Chazer. The neighbor asks you to bring Chazer, a woman asks you to bring a Chazer sandwich to her, and to someone to handle it, you'll have to handle it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, let's see the Rabbanan.
Well, you have
to
give
the previous
parents that since you're going to be doing Shina, therefore it's not. Isn't the
deacon of
the
Shina
that you shouldn't have
to
eat it?
It's
like you're doing.
That's what I'm going to say. A couple more lines. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and then we'll discuss it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha, Rabbanan, Rabbanan, why Kasha? Why don't you have the same Kasha in the Rabbanan? But what is it? What is Chacham saying? Are you allowed to handle it, sir? Really, the Rabbanan Amayda, we don't want you to handle Isurim. But by Chametz, what are you doing? Bedika on Yom Tov. You're looking for Chametz. Who asked my Mazur Alav the Sarfai? He's not going to come to eat it. You follow? Who asked my Mazur the Sarfai? He's not going to come to eat it. So we're not going to handle it. That means the Rabbanan normally would say, I don't want you to handle it. I don't want you to handle it. But, in this case, we let you handle it. What would the Rabbanan hold? In the case where somebody is giving you something iser to handle, they give you, see, it's a bit example if someone else gives it to you, because then if someone else is, you're bugging me, they're not going to eat someone else's food, you're not going to get it. But let's say you buy a warehouse. And in the warehouse, you bought the warehouse with everything in it. And in the warehouse is traces. Are you allowed to be biting for those? Are you allowed to handle those traces? Maybe you're going to go and handle it to destroy it. Of course you're allowed to. Watch my mouth all the surface. But what happens if you want to give it to your Gaisha neighbor? If you go into this building, you know there's traces there. Could you take your traces and give it to a Gaisha neighbor? Maybe you come to eat it by mistake. Well, better yet, let's say you need a job. And you're going to go work in a factory where they make tracer food. Are you allowed to work in a factory that makes tracer food? What does the Gemara say? If you're mazal of the sarfai, then it'll be over there. But then if you're not mazal of the sarfai, because I will go, you might come to eat from it. Let's say somebody gets a job, what? Why? Oh, it's a maxi that nobody eats. It's Geneva, you're right. But in a place where they're, you know, somebody's going to get a job, he's going to fry french fries for McDonald's. He'll stand in the back, with beard and payas, right? And he'll fry french fries. I'll be guys there, Dilma Asila Mechomine. Why?
He doesn't have it all year round.
So, but that's what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara seems to be, you know, that's the first day you won't eat it. The question is, someday you'll eat it.
Why should it be
from college? Because that's what the Gemara said, like the Rabbanan. The Gemara said, "Who makes after the Sarfai? If not for that, why?" According to the Gemara, it's a way. What's the Gemara saying, according to the Rabbanan? Who asked for the Sarfai? I'm not going to be going to eat it. If not for that, what would be? What would be? What would be chayshus you're going to eat? Is that true?
Yeah.
One way. What's the other way out of this Gemara? Well, there's a way out of it. We'll talk about it in a minute. I'm just thinking now of Shaka Gemara. Gemara says, Rabbanu would agree, we don't want you handling Isurim, because you might come to eat it. But were it not for the fact that I'm out of a sarfai, I would be afraid. Is that a reason to say that I'm not allowed to handle Isurim? So this is a Machlekes Rishayim, which we're going to see tomorrow in Yitzhashem. But I want now, just for now, to Peshat in the Gemara. What? It could be that even the Rabbanan are talking only by Chametz, which is like Bagel Minei, by Chametz, which is like Bagel Minei. So then they say, who has to not go to Sarfai? So we're not afraid. But by somebody like Bagel Minei, maybe they'd be minded. That we're not, we don't ask it. Or maybe not. Maybe, no. The Gemara slugged it up. The Gemara slugged up that svar. So for tomorrow, I need to take a look at Yeridaya Sechelet Beis Mekuf Yud. Assuming you caught up to me in the Gemara, keep ahead of me. Yeridaya Mekuf Yud Zayin. There's a sugya which is in Pesachim Daf Chav Gimel sugya, which means we're going to get to it. I can't say how soon, but relatively soon. Sugya Pesachim Chav Gimel, which I'd like you to look at now as well. Chazal said you're not allowed to go into the trefa food business. The Simon Kuf Yud says, "Oser lasei chayra v'machalos asurim." If you want to go into business and you have an opportunity to go into the sausage business, don't do it. There's a problem going into the sausage business. Now you think it's far-fetched. It's not a far-fetched shayla at all. I know people who have the question, have the issue. I know someone who got a contract to make lunches for a public school system. Now if he's going to use some shchita, he's going to lose money on it. You've got to use trade for food. Not a double pashut at all. What do you do? So the question is, there are two mahalachim. Why is Otlach is chayra of a machalach is to write? But there's a shtaif on this Gemara and the Chadash and Gamishon and Seichem Tzu. I especially want to go into it because I know we'll do it again on Chav Gimel. And I always like to do something. If we do it twice, it's a better chance of remembering than do it once. But Chav Gimel is the main sugya. Tomorrow I want to spend some time on it. It's important ideas. So take a look in the other day. From the Kuf Yud Zayin, the first sif, you'll see the Machlokes the Rashba and the other Mishnah, the Rambam, Shach and Taz both bring that sheet to the Rashba. The Rashba Shita is going to be that we are geizer. That unless you're mazal of Masarfai, the Rashba holds that you can't. It's aser to do schayla in machalis asurayt because you might be eating, might put one in your mouth. Chalila. The Rashba Taka learns that there's such an answer. Okay, Mr. Hashem, tomorrow we'll see that.